Hachette Audio presents The Abominable, written by Dan Simmons, read by Kevin T. Collins. Introduction. I met Jake Perry in the summer of 1991. I'd had a long-time interest in Antarctic exploration and explorers, actually since the International Geophysical Year in 1957-58. When the U.S. established permanent bases down there, which really grabbed my 10-year-old's imagination. And around 1990, I had a vague hunch that there might be an idea for a novel set in Antarctica. It was to be another 15 years before I actually wrote and published a book about a doomed Arctic, not Antarctic, expedition, my 2007 novel, The Terror. But in the summer of 1991, it was that time again when I had to suggest a package of three new books to my publisher. My interest was in Antarctica, not the North Polar expeditions, which never interested me very much, but which I eventually ended up writing about. And that interest was fueled by many more years of reading about the adventures of Ernest Shackleton, Robert Falcon Scott, Apsley Cherry Garrard, and other heroes and martyrs of the Antarctic. Then, during that summer of 1991, a friend of my wife's said that she knew an actual Antarctic explorer. This old guy who had moved into an assisted living home for the elderly in the little town of Delta on the western slope of Colorado had actually been with Rear Admiral Richard Byrd during American expeditions to Antarctica in the 1930s. At least Karen said that this is what Mary had told her. Personally, I suspected Alzheimer's, lying, an inveterate teller of tall tales, or all three. But according to Mary, this 89-year-old gentleman named Jacob Perry had been on the 1934 U.S. Antarctic expedition. That was the Clusterboink expedition in which Admiral Byrd, always eager for a bit more solo fame, had spent 5 winter months alone in a hole in the ice at an advanced meteorological station where he almost died from carbon monoxide poisoning due to a poorly ventilated stove. Byrd was to write his best-selling book about this experience, a book titled, obviously enough,
Sample Complete. Ready to continue?